We're going to head out to Bowling Green to be joined by Falcons head coach Scott Loeffler. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time. Congratulations on the big victory over Morgan State, which seems like an eternity ago. When getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Falcons.
Well, I thought the effort on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game was outstanding. I thought the kids played extremely hard. Like all first games, there was a lot of technique issues and a lot of plays that were left, believe it or not, on the field, both offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. So we were able to spend the weekend really teaching our players all the things that we need to do to change, to improve into week two.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Loeffler. Obviously, it was the debut of Darius Wade. You're no stranger to him, but for the Falcon faithful and those within the MAC, talk about his performance and what were you pleased with what you saw in his leading the offense?
I thought for not playing in a year, I thought he did a great job during training camp. You know, obviously with his injury at Delaware and not being able to play football for a year, he was rusty. There was times that he was outstanding, and there was some times that he made some mistakes that he normally wouldn't have made back whenever we had him my second to last year at Boston College. But it was great to watch him have some production, but it was also great to be able to sit down with him and show him all the things that we need to do to improve in the next coming week.
Overall, for your offense and for the defense, just coming off the transition year, how important is it for your Falcons to have had success in that opener in getting the season off to the right start?
Well, we wanted to go out and play hard and really work on the no talent issues. We had very few penalties in the game, which was great. Very similar to what Lance was saying, that we were able to not burn timeouts on foolish mistakes. So the overall game management was outstanding, and we're going to have to carry that over to a very hostile environment at Kansas State.
Speaking of Kansas State, when looking at film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, you can feel on tape the culture that was left behind by Coach Schneider, and you can see the same culture brought in by Chris Kleiman. I think they're super tough. I think they play relentless in all phases of the game. The thing that you're most impressed with is that they're technicians. They are absolutely very well coached. They play team football. And for us, we need to go in there and we need to be 100% on point in all three phases of the game.
How have your Falcons responded to, with having the couple extra days since Thursday's game, responded to preparation for getting ready for Kansas State in the anticipation of going on the road and playing another game?
Yeah, we changed up our game week slightly. We gave the players off yesterday, and we practiced today to try to gain some extra reps against Kansas State. We need them, just like I said. If there was one criticism of us on Thursday night, it was technique. And this just gave us another opportunity to try to improve our technique and improve our skill sets.
The running game led by Andrew Clare. Just talk about what you saw from your running game specifically and Andrew's impact with your offense.
I think Andrew Clare had an outstanding night, and I think all three backs really ran the football hard. It was nice to see Davon Jones run the football, catch a few passes, and then Denley, I thought he's an explosive athlete that we use in a bunch of different ways. But all three backs I thought were outstanding. I thought Clare really saw it and had great vision all night long, and obviously he runs really hard and played really hard all game long. I thought he was great in protection. And he's a super football player.
For you personally, what did that victory Thursday night mean for you as your first win as a head coach?
You know what? I was asked that question after the game, and to be quite honest with you, I was more excited about our players and having the opportunity to go out and play and have some success. So it's a player's game. I was 100% fired up for our kids and our staff, and that'll always be that way here.
Scott, we'll let you get back to preparation for Kansas State. Again, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the big victory last Thursday night. We want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much again for Scott Loeffler and his Bowling Green Falcons coming off a 46-3 win in that contest. Quarterback Darius Wade, 22 of 32 passing for 253 yards and 3 touchdowns. For Bowling Green, they will be at Kansas State this coming Saturday, September 7th. Kickoff at noon Eastern on Fox Sports Net.